This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. has announced sanctions against 17 Saudis for their alleged role in the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. This followed 11 men being charged in Khashoggi's killing in Saudi Arabia. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord reacting.
We regard the announcement that they made as a good first step. It's a step in the right direction. It is an initial investigation finding. It is important that those steps continue to be taken toward full accountability.
Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist and critic of the Saudi crown prince, was killed October 2nd. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Governor Jerry Brown of California got a look at the wildfire damage in Paradise, California, the deadliest wildfire in a century. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zinke credited the fire crews in Paradise.
It's almost like an Iraqi war where they were defending a parking lot. They had civilians inside commercial buildings. They were surrounding the commercial buildings with people in it, defending space to save lives.
Zinke says now is not the time to point fingers. It's time to put out the fire and then focus on the future.
This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an American issue, and we should address it as such.
Governor Brown agrees.
It's so beautiful here, but having so many people living in this space, we are going to have to make a lot of changes.
And Brown says climate change will have to be addressed. I'm Ed Donahue.
International Tribunal has found two of the surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge guilty of committing genocide during the group's brutal rule of Cambodia in the late 1970s, charges including murder, extermination, enslavement, and torture. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is promising to fight for approval of the draft agreement for Britain to withdraw from the European Union, saying that a rejection would put Britain on the wrong path.
If we do not move forward with that agreement, nobody can know for sure the consequences that will follow. It would be to take a path of deep and grave uncertainty, when the British people just want us to get on with it.
Brexit was approved in a referendum election by British voters. A leading U.S. senator has reportedly been told the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential race will be allowed to go forward. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
A source tells the Associated Press that Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker said that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation will proceed. That's what Whitaker reportedly told South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham in a meeting. A bipartisan group of senators is pushing for legislation to protect Mueller, noting Whitaker's previous remarks against the investigation into Russian interference and possible Trump campaign collusion. President Trump has been tweeting again, terming the investigation a witch hunt. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of U.S. troops at the border with Mexico has reached its upper limit. Thousands of U.S. and National Guard soldiers are deployed to help the U.S. border agents make sure no immigrants try to cross the border illegally. The troops were sent to the border at the request of the Department of Homeland Security, as thousands of migrants are making their way from Central America to the U.S. border with Mexico. Former Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos today posted a $7,400 bail for provisional liberty after she was found guilty of graft and ordered imprisoned. The 89-year-old Marcos was convicted of illegally funneling about $200 million to Swiss foundations in the 1970s when she served as the Metropolitan Manila governor, while her husband, the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos, placed the Philippines under martial law. Britain's word of the year for 2018 is not a particularly nice word. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
The word of the year is toxic, though when you say it that way, it sounds like the beginning of a Who's On First routine. So let's try this. Toxic is the word of the year, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, which found the poisonous adjective parked in front of a wide array of nouns, politics, relationships, masculinity, for starters. The OED calls it an intoxicating descriptor for the year's most talked about topics. Toxic beat out gaslighting and orbiting in the sense of withdrawing personal contact but following someone on social media. Last year's word of the year, youthquake, but now that's old. I'm Warren Levinson.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Port and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come rocking your houses, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are again today. So relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop in the Democratic Republic of Congo with the song Njoki by Fally Ipupa. And right after that, Sierra Leone's Famous comes in with Agidi and The Sound by Davido of Nigeria featuring Ururu of South Africa. But let's go to the Democratic Republic of Congo now with this great man, Fally Ipupa, in Njoki.
Pasteur, tu coco ta famille qui est la cobique. Oye, bien, esprit de mort, nazana, yam. sa chérie poati qui naï. Il suffit bobe na 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 ya wae. Une minute des alliés de l'ena kobikae. Na kobina pour vous pouvez que zaye. Botika kwa kize bade mwanga niye.
Kaka kasima minye maseke na moto mbio. Kona samba banyama peba sanango.
On lui a souhaité le mal, mais Dieu l'a transformé en très bien. Dani Sessoumbou, l'homme qui a sauté l'égoïsme.
You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Later on the show, I'll be talking to an author and motivational speaker, Dr. Josephine Kine Freeman, who hails from Liberia, and she has just written a book, and that is Precious Jewels. Well, tune in for that, and you will hear exactly what she's going to say.
African beats. African beats. African beats. African beats.
Music coming to you from the African beat today. The sound by Davido of Nigeria featuring Hururu of South Africa. And before that, Agidi by Famous of Sierra Leone and Ndoki by Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. And I'm David Vander here in Washington. More music coming.
Everyone, this is Fatmata Karoma from Miss Culture Intercontinental. You're listening to The African Beat with David Vandy on Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on your dial. Let's take an email now which reads, Hi, David Vandy. I am Fred McBain from Ogugu in Olamaboro, local government area of Kogi State in Nigeria. I am a regular listener of your show. You have made me travel around Africa through music, and I really thank God for African Beat because it is more than just a radio program to me. Please keep up the good work and may God bless you. And so we go back to music. Boza by R2Bs of Ghana featuring Davido. And right after that, Manny Martin of Rwanda comes in with Baby Gorilla. And then Shake Your Body by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. This is Boza by R2Bs featuring Davido. Let's get this one rocking right now.
please give it to them. This music will make their world go round in America, cause it is an anthem. Grandpa-pam-pam, him out for a wasem. Every day, money, how much, girl, you go spend? Boza, scatter the track, 2Bs and OBU, back to back. Drinks on me when you see me for club. Money no be problem, we'll get them for sack. Everything nice, everything shot. Bah, keke. This a hell of a life. Cushion Queens, a hell of a night. Boza.
forget to join me and my guest later on, Dr. Josephine Kine Freeman from Liberia, who is an author and a motivational speaker, who will be talking in a special program, Ladies Night Real Talk, and she'll be talking about her new book, Precious Jewels, out there in Minnesota. All right, so stay tuned. I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bringing you all the beautiful sounds from Africa. Salawa, uli chokenda, kumbe kukonda, chuba busa, ruansonga, kaka chinja kalola kio style, saka lovesha, show your move. Ababa yogela tikiso wola katiba na geto, hey, oyo wolo koso bigambo, akomeo, para kento ni wamanyi. Shikie bade, shikie bade, tulaba nyasinga, mufie bade, mufie bade.
Shake your waist, do it better than the rest. Shake your bum, show me your face.
Shake Your Body by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda, and before that, Baby Gorilla by Manny Martin of Rwanda, and Goza by R2Bs of Ghana. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love The African Beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
You love the African Beat, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. And you can also contact us through our Facebook page. Go to Voice of America's African Beat page and you can leave me a message and you would be right on the show. Call us also on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave me a message. This is the African Beat and I am David Vandy, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Now let's take another email which says, good evening, Mr. David Vandy. My name is Danlami from Kogi State, Nigeria. I so love your program, African Beat, David, and the music you always play for us Africans from Monday to Friday on your station. And you know what, Mr. Vandy? Your station rocks. So please play a nice piece of music for me, and a big shout out to my mom, Hajia Nadama, and to all fans of African Beat. Thank you very much, Danlami. And another email here says, hi, the frequency 93.5 of the Voice of America is now clear in Juba, making me enjoy the African Beat show. Can you play a nice piece of music for me? Of course I'll do that. And the sender here is Agus Adali Mawa. Thank you very much, Agus. But right now, let's get back to music. Femme de Mon Pays, the sound of Explose. Explose is a Sierra Leonean, but he's based in Conakry, Guinea, and he featured Jimmy B in this beautiful track. Right after that, So Much More, the sound of Maki 2 of Zambia, and Cry by Care of Cameroon. But first, Femme de Mon Pays by Explose featuring Jimmy B. Let's rock the house right now.
Hey, yo, mic check, 1, 2. Yo, Factory, turn up the mic a little bit. Okay, that's cool, right there. The Godfather.
On the beat.
Hanging out my nephew, Explode. This one is for all the ladies. The ladies.
Back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I told you on the African Beat, we talk to Africans across the continent, and we look at those who do the music, book writers like authors. If you are an actor, whatever you're doing, as long as it's talent and it comes from Africa, we bring it to the show and we talk to you. And today, straight on the line to Minnesota in the US of A, I have with me Dr. Josephine Kine Freeman, who is an author and speaker, and she has just written a book. And so let me just say, welcome to the African Beat, Dr. Freeman.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, Dr. Freeman, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I am a speaker. I am a minister and a day minister of the gospel. I live in Minnesota with my husband and two kids.
Well, it seems as if you and your husband are traveling on the same path. Because it's like all what you're doing, he's a broadcaster, he's a speaker, he's, you know, he's everything.
Yes.
Okay, I want to talk about this new book that you've just written, which is The Precious Jewels.
Yes.
First of all, let's look at the title of the book, The Precious Jewels. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
So Precious Jewels was written in honor of women. Women have been marginalized for so long, and quite recently there have been a lot of statistics on women violence and just, you know, abuse, domestic violence and stuff. And I was also a victim of such. And I realized that a lot of our sisters, a lot of women are still dying in silence. You know, some of them don't want to speak up or they just don't have that support. So as a victim myself, I felt that it would be a good thing to help empower women.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you have been a victim yourself, but we thank God that people like you are coming out to speak up about whatever has happened in your lives. And so you're going to have this Ladies' Night Real Talk, and you're going to be talking about this book. Let's talk about the Ladies' Night Real Talk. You know, when you say real talk, how real is the talk going to be?
Very real. This is a different platform. A lot of times as ministers, female ministers, when we have conferences or workshops, it's always in a church setting. So this time the whole concept was, how do we get away from the church setting and still attract a wider audience, people that don't feel that they're too religious or just don't want to be, you know, quote unquote, everything about church, or, you know, it's going to be Holy Ghost filled, and, you know, maybe feel self-condemned or they're not righteous enough to, you know, come to a church setting. And sometimes when you're in a church confinement, people are not too free to fully express issues that they're dealing with.
That sounds so real to me, because when you take it out there, definitely you're going to attract people who are not in that sector, and they'll be able to feel free, and they'll be able to open up, right? That's the whole thing.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this is really going to be great. And this event is taking place on the 17th of November. That's on Saturday.
Yes. The venue is Brooklyn Center, the Embassy Suites in Brooklyn Center. By Hilton
in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, for all of you ladies out there, and is it just going to be ladies talk? You know that if the ladies are going to some place, definitely the men are supposed to be there, because in the life of a woman, there should be a man. There could be a man that need to know exactly what these women have been going through. Are the men also invited?
No, this is exclusive for just the ladies. This time around, we are asking all the men to stay at home and just to get the ladies out. You know, it's going to be a night of relaxation, very inspiring conversation, empowerment, just about the ladies. Sometimes when women are in the room with their spouse, they can't freely express, you know, issues that they are dealing with, or just, you know, some of them, they need a little recipe, you know, to try to make the sauce better. If your spouse is in the room, you may not be fully able
you
to communicate, you know.
You may not feel free to communicate, to say something that has been burning in your heart, something that you want to let out, you know. Well,
absolutely.
I think Dr. Jehoshaphat Freeman, you are not part of this, so make sure you don't go there.
No, he wouldn't be there. Yeah, he keeps posting on Facebook, no mail allowed. So I'm like, okay, yeah, he gets the message.
He gets the message. All right. Okay,
yes.
Well, I want to wish you all the best. And to all the ladies that will be going out there, I want to wish them all the best. This is Global Empowerment Foundation, Ladies Night Real Talk, and the author of the book Precious Jewels, that is Dr. Josephine Kine Freeman from Minnesota. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to talking back to you after this conference, and let's know exactly what the outcome is going to be.
Thank you so much for having me on. I am very honored, and I don't take this opportunity for granted. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you, and have a blessed day. All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we're going back to our music. And thanks to our guest today, Dr. Josephine Kine Freeman, out there in Minnesota.
things I don't go color. To feel for you the way I do.
Kev Cameroon, and before that, so much more, Maki 2 of Zambia, and Fam de Monpei by Explose in Guinea featuring Jimmy B from Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beats, your beautiful music show, bringing you all the best sounds and the classic sounds from the continent. So stay tuned, don't go away. When I come back, more music for you.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African Beats.
And it's good to be back. Now let's go back to music with Coupe de Calais Amio version by the Magic System of Côte d'Ivoire. And right after that, Banga Fukula by Bonga of Angola. But Coupe de Calais right now, Amio by the Magic System of Côte d'Ivoire.
Eh, Amio? Ah, bien Coupe de Calais. Les gens sont en train de couper de Calais là-bas. Oh, la prudence, ça aussi, ça inquiète les gens. coupé, décalé.
Passar. Tem mais banga na passada, tem mais afinco no andar. Dá-me fogo, dá-me fogo, hein? Aí dá-me fogo, dá-me fogo, hein? Vê como enfrenta os mambos na hora de os encontrar. Pega mais essa fugula, é muito bom conservar. Dá-me fogo, dá-me fogo, hein? Aí dá-me fogo, dá-me fogo, hein? Xinga no areal do moceque, desliza no asfalto da cidade. Gongonha de farinha moceque, fez campeões de eternidade. Dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, dá-me fogo, é. Engendra um caminho seguro, mesmo quando tudo está escuro. Já não joga na roleta, deixou de ser besta. Aí dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, aí curte meu. Estiloso passar, tem mais banga na passada, tem mais afinco no andar. Aí dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo. Vê como enfrenta os mamos na hora de os encontrar. E pega mais nessa fucula, é muito bom conservar. Dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo. Xinga no areal do moceque, desliza no asfalto da cidade. Gongonha de farinha moceque, fez campeões de eternidade. Eu, dá-me fogo, dá-me fogo, é. Aí dá-me fogo, dá-me fogo, é. Engendra um caminho seguro, mesmo quando tudo está escuro. Já não joga na roleta, deixou de ser mestra. Dá-me fogo, é, dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, é. Dá-me fogo, é. Aí dá-me fogo, aí dá-me fogo, é. Olha, tu sai do caminho, deixa o estiloso passar. Tem mais banga na passada, tem mais afinco no andar. Aí dá-me fogo.
Banga Fukula by Bonga of Angola, and before that was Coupe de Calais, a Mio by the Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. Well, you've been listening to some beautiful African music from the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm pretty sure you've had a wonderful time. So I want to thank you again for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with Lucky Dube from South Africa, Woman.